Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And earlier this week, we visited with Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue about helping out with getting hay down to cattle producers in Nebraska who desperately need hay. And it's happening. Farm Rescue is down there. And Levi Wilenga is the operations director for he makes the trucks move, the combines move, the tractors move in the fields. But right now he's making the semis move. Verdigris, Nebraska. Is that where you're at, Levi?
You betcha, sir. Got here last night, visited with a great cattle producer and doing their first livestock feeding assistance case for 2019 here. Just finished up in Watertown, near Watertown, South Dakota, by Willow Lake, and so drove in last night with the famous Dan Erdman. He came down with me, and he's actually down here now. We got footage up there near Watertown, and now we are in the great state of Nebraska here, kind of trying to take a look at what the needs are here around Verdigris and get some documentation of what's happening and what the great people of Nebraska have been doing here to help rebuild their state.
Show us on the radio. What are you seeing and what's happened there?
You bet. Well, as so many of us have seen on the news and on Facebook posts and stuff, it's devastating. It is the worst natural disaster to hit the great state of Nebraska in its history. It's staggering when you look at over 3/4 of the counties have declared states of emergency declarations. It's devastating. In particular, in Verdigris, unfortunately, the dam there on the Spencer area there, Spencer Dam on the Niobrara River, that failed after a few other smaller berms failed upstream. And it was just too much for the dam. She broke. And in one of the cases, we're helping a gentleman, Willard, out. He's probably, I would say, I'm shooting from the hip, but probably 15, 20 miles downstream from that dam. But he's the sixth generation. His son is on there. He's seventh generation. And, they've never seen a drop of water get to their place, obviously, in flood form. And now the entire place is gone. I mean, we're looking at trees that have all the bark ripped off, 6-7 feet in the air where the water came along and just destroyed everything, with the ice chunks tearing off the bark. And he's lost, everything that he wasn't able to drag up on wheels in the 4 or 5 hour heads up he had that this wall of water was coming. And he's one of, hundreds of people who are trying to rebuild everything. It's just unbelievable heartbreak. The beautiful thing is to see, as we all know, Heartlanders are incredible, whether it's the upper Heartland, North Dakota, or the middle to central Heartland in Nebraska and all the way through this great country. We're just so blessed with the people who have huge hearts. And, there's been several times this week, it's been an unbelievable amount of work dispatching and running equipment and getting people where they need to be. I've teared up just seeing the amount of care and love that Heartlanders have for one another and their ability to gather around and not just throw their hands in the air and wait for somebody to rescue them, but to get in it right away and to, jump in a vehicle and drive like one of our great volunteers, Dave Free. He jumped in a vehicle shortly after the flooding started, and he drove from Martin, and he's down Martin, North Dakota, by Harvey, and he's been down here for a week or better helping out, finding places that need hay and helping those recover from the disaster.
Now, Verdigris is, you could throw a stone to the north and be in South Dakota. So this is, what is they, about 10, 15 miles from the Missouri River?
You bet. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's not too far from Yankton and then Niobrara, of course. And so it's just one area we've been helping up here because of that dam break on the Niobrara. And then there's a ton of flooding on the Platte River all the way from Grand Island up through Kearney and Columbus. And so we've been delivering several loads to the Columbus area. And then also kind of the other really bad spot is, of course, the I-29 corridor there that, not so bad at Sioux City, but you get towards about 25. 30 miles south of Sioux City, it started getting pretty angry and out of her banks. And then you get down to Omaha, and, you know, I mean, there's still chunks that are completely underwater yet, and just an absolute mess around Omaha and stuff. And so we've been honored to haul a couple loads down to the Fremont, Omaha area as well with Farm Rescue. And so we're kind of focusing on those three really, really bad areas here with our efforts in the beginning here. And we'll just keep spreading out all throughout this great state as more calls come in and more hay is donated.
Levi Walenga with Farm Rescue visiting with us from Verdigre, Nebraska, south of Springfield, South Dakota there. All right, Levi, how can we help? What can be done?
You bet. So number one, obviously, prayers and just, you know, having concern for these people. Number two, in a tangible way, if you do have any extra hay and you're interested in donating it, I can definitely, Farm Rescue, these guys down here can definitely use that. And then if you are interested, our great friend, fellow volunteer, Chris Kubel, up there in the Williston area, and Albert Lautenschlager putting together a 9-truck convoy. They're going to be coming down over this weekend. And so if any of you guys up there have, you know, trucks and you say, hey, let's make a trip, I'd be happy to connect you with individual farmers or drop sites here that we are hauling out of and getting to them as the water goes down and the roads become passable. So please, if you got hay, if you got a truck and you want to make an adventure down to Nebraska and serve these people, please reach out to, obviously, our main number, 701-252-2017, or my cell, 712-389-1024, but 712-389-1024.
All righty, Levi, and of course, you're going through some areas where the infrastructure has been totally destroyed, including cell phones. So odds are, the cattle, the livestock lost. I know there's, you know, the people lost their hay supply, they lost, don't know if they're going to be able to plant a crop because of the river silt that's on the pasture land and the cropland.
Yes.
What are you seeing out in the country?
You bet. Yes. I mean, exactly. Just like you say, Mick, the pastures got sandbars in them, trees. I mean, some areas still ice chunks melting yet. So that's obviously devastating. And in the crop ground that this, you know, in some places it's 5 to 6, 7 miles outside of the river bounds where this water is now. And so that's some great crop ground and pasture. And now it's covered in just debris. And then the sad, you know, the really heart and disheartening. I mean, you know, there's some estimates are as many as a million calves lost. You know, it's definitely going to be in the hundreds of thousands. It may hit a million, and just staggering. You know, some estimates are at 400 million in losses to the you know, the cattle side, and another couple hundred million, you know, in land, and then another couple hundred in loss of buildings and other infrastructure. And so it's just heartbreaking. It really is.
When a tornado goes through, you know, you lose a building, you can rebuild that, but this could take years, decades to recover from.
Yes. So I got to say, this guy here, sixth generation here, and everything. I mean, his house, everything, his cabin, barn, his machinery shed, there isn't anything. It's all either been completely knocked over or it needs to be burned to the ground. And you pick through what you can for salvage, which ain't much, and, you know, he's got to rebuild his entire life.
Wow. All right. Well, Levi, again, God bless you for the work you do there and, you know, helping the folks immediately. And, of course, the long-term help that Farm Rescue gives folks who are dealing with issues through no fault of their own. Tragedy happens. Again, how the number again, the contact number for folks to help out with Farm Rescue.
You bet. So Farm Rescue, the main number, 701-252-2017. And, of course, you can always go to farmrescue.org, do a Google search, Farm Rescue will come up. And then my cell, 712-389-1024.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Levi, for the report, for the visit. And, again, thanks for the work you're doing there today in Nebraska.
You are welcome. God bless you, Mick, and thank you, sir.
You're welcome.